Not what we have, but what we enjoy constitutes our abundance. Epicurus. I showed my boarding pass to the flight attendant, and as always, they led me to my seat with their gentle smile. Though smiling to passengers is part of their duty, but I don't know how they can manage to do it so neatly that I actually believe it's me who makes them smile. This was a 10-day leisure trip that I rewarded myself after months of hard work and stress at clinic. By the way, I found my seat, placed my hand carry and backpack into the compartment above my head, sat on my seat, and buckled my seatbelt. But something was not right. As if there was a big butterfly beneath my chest, in my stomach, flickering its wings rapidly. I knew it was all the fear of possibility that I have forgotten something. But I never forget things. And despite knowing that, I started to review every stuffs I should have brought with myself. From the clothes and swimwear to a book and sugar-free bubble gum that I always carry with me. Seems everything were on their places accordingly. So I assured myself there is nothing to worry. So sit back and enjoy the flight. I wasn't in the mood of watching movies, so I grabbed the book I chose to bring with me on that trip. The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The flight was good and comfy. After landing and finishing the migration line and stamping my passport, grabbed my luggage and rode the transfer van provided by the hotel. Upon arrival to the hotel and checked in it, nothing seems unusual. The first thing we do upon getting in our room is to connect to free Wi-Fi immediately after checking the bathroom and the water pressure. I started to get familiar with the surrounding and take a look at my time and prepare the plan to walk around for sightseeing. Then I went to grab my laptop and get online, reconnect to the world and check my emails for some pending works and follow-ups. My staffs also send my patients detail in case of emergency, so I'll be able to help them accordingly. But something just happened. The earlier butterfly in the plane now multiplied as I couldn't find my laptop in my hand carry bag. I then checked all my luggage, although I never placed it anywhere else but my hand carry bag. Have you ever experienced when you lose your keys and despite checking your pocket times over and over again, you look around, and every time you become disappointed, you check your pocket again, hoping the keys reappear miraculously in that pocket? I was doing the same with my hand carry. Every luggage that I looked, I would go back to my hand carry bag, where I always place my laptop, but I couldn't find it. After almost an hour search, I sat down and tried to recall step by step my packing process before going to airport. Then I remembered the last time I saw it was when I had placed it on the dinner table next to the chair where my hand carry was placed. The more I thought of it, the more I realized that I have left it there. Just to be sure, I called home, and after telling them that I had a safe flight and I'm at the hotel, I asked if my laptop is still on the dinner table. And they said yes. Maybe for you, forgetting your laptop is not a big deal. But for me, who has spent a lot of time back then for online courses and seminars, and also having access to my patients' data, my laptop was like my partner, whom I never left behind. Almost a third of my plan during that trip that required my laptop was just lost. I felt so bad. I had planned a perfect trip, and now it went wrong, even before the trip even started. As I leaned back on the bed, my right hand touched a book, the one that I brought with myself. During the search, without realizing it, I had placed the book on the bed. The book that I've just read its introduction during the flight seemed fine. And despite my style of reading a book page by page, I opened a random page of the book. The words at the top of that page changed not only that trip, but also my life. I will share with you those words later in the episode. In the last episode, with the title of my sandwich plate and stoicism, I shared with you a personality trait and people who are stoic. I also mentioned, unlike those people, there are another group who take things so lightly and care about almost nothing. They are not hard on themselves and prefer not to have any challenge or struggle in life. These latter group are called Epicurean, who are followers of a Greek philosophy known as Epicurism, named after Epicurus, who started and shared his philosophy. I mentioned a quote from him at the beginning of this episode. If you want to know more about the philosophy, you can search further yourself. But here, instead of talking about the philosophy itself, I want to share with you about people who have Epicurean mentalism and personality traits. In general, these people have personality trait that avoids pain. According to a friend of mine who is a perfect Epicurean, life is too short and you should enjoy every minute of it. Extremists with this trait prefer to wait for luck and they never get themselves into any hardship. They simply go with the flow. When you talk about goal settings and hardship following your dreams, some might answer, "Come on, life goes as it is. Let's just enjoy it." By the way, I'm invited in a party tonight. Would you like to join? And that's in the middle of the week with a project deadline to come. You might think these type of people never succeed in life. It's not always that way. It depends what is your definition of success. If your definition of success is enjoying each moment of your life with what you've got at any situation, then these people might be the most successful ones. But if you are a kind that have big goals and dreams and wants to achieve them, then with such a personality, you cannot succeed easily. So, which personality trait is required for success? To be completely stoic or Epicurean? As I've said, life is a lot more than what meets the eye. Life is not black and white. And it doesn't mean one should be either this or that. One doesn't need to be 100% stoic, neither Epicurean, to have a beautiful, meaningful life. The beauty of life lies in the art of making balance between its differences and choices we have. So, for one to succeed in life, being both a stoic and Epicurean may help. In fact, acting stoic or Epicurean at its proper time can make goal achieving even faster and satisfying. It is just important to know where you should accept to deal with the hardship and go through it, and where you should go with the flow. And just how the Book of the Four Agreements taught me that day, sometimes we just need to be childlike. These were the words in the book that changed my life. And I quote, "If we see a child who is 2 or 3, perhaps 4 years old, we find a free human. They are exploring the world. They are not afraid to play. They are afraid when they are hurt, when they are hungry, when some of their needs are not met. But they don't worry about the past, don't care about the future, and only live in the present moment." Finishing those sentences felt like life wanted to teach me something. I smiled and told myself that I cannot do anything regarding my laptop. So why destroy a third of my trip for something that cannot be undone? Why not spending more time with the people of this country and learn from their culture? I looked at my watch, grabbed my phone, and headed toward the downtown. That trip was one of the most memorable trips I've ever had. A trip that if I had my laptop with me, I couldn't learn this much about beautiful cities of Sanremo, Vicenza, and Venice of Italy, and especially their different histories, architectures, and pizzas. A trip where I made an agreement with myself and learned that in life, I need to have purpose and goals. And like a stoic, I should work hard to achieve them. But if in case there were times things didn't go as planned, I enjoy it to the max, like an Epicurean, and be flexible enough to adjust, but never lose my direction in life and always treasure the art of living. To be the Marco Polo of life who enjoys the journey as much as focusing on the destination, and share my life journey to as many people as possible, so they too might learn from my life endeavors. This might help them to enjoy theirs too, and get to their goals faster as well. Thank you, and hope to be with you in our next episode. This is My Life, My Mark.